While the take charge sin was sex on a stick, this one was lovable. Adorable and sweet, a strange dichotomy for the man she was learning. After a few seconds, he gave her a sheepish glance.
"Do you have the powers to locate my brother?"
So that was what had bothered him. Sin had asked for her help. It was something she was sure he didn't do often. Heck, from what she'd seen, this could very well be the first time in his life he'd done it. "I wish... sorry."
He cursed.
"But," she said, hoping to cheer him, "my grandmother has the Sephora. It might be able to locate him."
Sin frowned. "Sephora?"
"It's like a crystal ball. You ask it to show you things, and it does. Usually."
There was no missing the relief in those gold eyes. "Would you try for me? Please?"
The way he added that word said that please might be a first for him, too. She had to admit, she liked this side of him. She could actually be friends with this man. "Yes." Sin offered her a smile he didn't feel. All he could think of was Zakhar out there alone, of him suffering the gods only knew what at the hands of his enemies. Who knew how long they'd had him? The very thought made Sin's stomach queasy. How had his brother been captured? Was Zakhar even alive? But as soon as that thought went through Sin, he knew the answer. Of course Zakhar was alive. The Galu lived for torture and bloodshed. To have an ancient god under their thumbs would be the bonus round of all time. Damn them. Sin could barely breathe from the anger that thought ignited. When Artemis had dumped him in the desert, Zakhar had been the one to find him and restore his health. When no one else would come near, Zakhar had nourished him back to health and taken him to safety. And how had he repaid his brother? He'd let the Galu take him. Sin deserved to die for the betrayal. If only he could make it up to Zakhar, but he knew better. Nothing could make up for torture and pain. Disgusted with himself, he left the elevator as soon as the doors opened and returned to his penthouse. He leaned the cane against the bar and set the box down before he raked his hands through his hair. He wanted to scream out in frustration.
"Don't worry, Sin, we'll get them." Kat placed a comforting hand on his shoulder. He didn't know how that one touch could soothe him, but somehow it did.
More than that, it sent an electric charge through his body that heated him instantly. And even though his body reacted hungrily to her presence, his intelligence wasn't fooled. In spite of her kindness, there was only one reason for her to be with him right now. "Your mother sent you in to kill me last night, didn't she?"
Kat was shocked by his unexpected question. How had he figured that out?
"Excuse me?" He turned to level a menacing stare at her. "Don't lie to me, Kat. Artemis wants you to kill me. Admit it."
There was no need for dishonesty. Sin had been lied to enough, and she wasn't about to continue that trend. "Yeah, she did."
He gave a bitter laugh before he pulled a dagger out of its hidden sheath at his waist. She held her breath, expecting him to come for her. But he didn't. Instead, he handed it to her.
"If that's your intent, then go for it. I'm not going to sit around waiting for your attack when my back is turned. Be a man about it, and let's get the fighting over with."
She didn't know why, but she was strangely amused by his demand that she man up and face him. It still didn't change the fact that she had no intention of killing him now. Kat placed the dagger down on the bar. "I am not my mother, Sin. She doesn't control me."